Okay, let me be clear from the outset. She wanted this to happen, okay? I know she was your friend, a girl you've known for years. I get that, I do. And of course, she is gorgeous, but that's not how we ended up here. That costume party at Allison's place, where she dressed up. You were there, right? Never mind, it's not important. Once things got started, once things got interesting, we were completely alone. Would it be weird to say that I was nervous that night? You think I'm a monster, some kind of supervillain or something, but I'm not. I swear, hypnosis isn't what you think it is. She had some idea about it to begin with. A therapist had tried it on her, and she told me she had an inappropriate reaction. That's when I knew I had to try it myself. And that night was the moment. I think the bunny costume was what sealed it for me. You've seen her in that thing, right? Even if you weren't there, she's posted those photos all over her Insta. Her long legs in those tights, those little black heels, that shiny leotard. And those ears, oh my, those ears. So floppy and cute. So cute. I swear she had me hypnotized with the costume. I can't be blamed for wanting to take things further. Everyone at the party was looking at her. That thing could barely contain her, if you know what I mean. So yes, I took her to a quiet room. Yes, I locked the door, but nothing happened. Well, something happened, but not what you think. We didn't have sex or anything. I just hypnotized her. That's it. And she was such a good bunny. Good bunnies love to be hypnotized. That's what I told her. And I loved how she played into it. It was a proper, committed performance. A role play, I think. Until it stopped being a role play. Do you know how? Probably not. You think I can control minds, which is kind of stupid. I just used an induction. That's all. A really simple one. And you can probably imagine it. I just got her to look deep into my eyes, gave her a point of focus, and spoke so softly and sweetly about how relaxed she was in my presence. How she could just let her guard down and be herself. Her true self. What she wanted to be that night. The night she was a bunny. And what a cute bunny she was. So I looked deeply into her eyes and I had her look back into mine. Just stare into them. Get lost into them. Like a good bunny. She's such a good bunny. And good bunnies bounce. She bounced for me then. A little jiggle. Her chest looked so good I could barely keep eye contact. But I managed. Just about. I kept going. I put my hand on her arm, just as I'm doing with you now. Can you feel it? I stroked her skin gently, the bare skin exposed on her shoulder by that tiny costume. And she reacted so well, her eyelids fluttering, her breath slowing down. She felt herself slipping then into trance. A soft, sweet, sleepy trance where she could barely do anything other than focus on me. Then I had her shut her eyes and fall back onto the bed. And I climbed onto it beside her. Focus on the scene yourself. Imagine us laying on the bed. Her in that pretty little bunny outfit. Me in whatever I was wearing that night. I barely remember. I kept whispering into her ears. So quietly. So calmly. And she's such a good subject, you know. She listens intently. Follows commands so well. And she's so susceptible to hypnosis. To gently spoken words. and subtle linguistic techniques. Such a good bunny. And her mind got hazy and foggy. Her thoughts slowed down, and she felt her intelligence slide into the background. And she embraced what she wanted to be, and what I wanted her to be. A bunny. A good bunny who listens and follows and falls. Good bunnies listen. Good bunnies love to be hypnotized. Good bunnies love to dress up. And that's what I kept telling her. She took it all in, every word, drank it in like my voice was all that she knew. That's what good bunnies do. Good bunnies cannot resist. And I loved watching her, her slow breath, her chest rising and falling and rising and falling. And she was perfect. And I know you like her. I know you'd want to be her. And it's okay. And you can keep imagining her now. Imagining her falling deeper under my spell. Like a good bunny. Imagine her slipping under my power. Falling under it. Letting go of any resistance to me. Letting my words guide her into the very depths of her mind, her empty bunny brain. She became such a bunny brain. Her nose started to twitch. Can you feel your nose? Her body started to move slightly, as if she was trying to bounce, but she was so deeply entranced, it was barely movement at all. I knew then I could have her bouncing if I wanted, but I thought I should make sure I could get her to be a good bunny more often. Good bunnies love being reminded of their bunny selves, don't they? That's when I gave her a simple trigger, just a phrase that would have her back in that bunny mode on command. You can imagine how that might work. She'd go from an intelligent, charming woman into a cute, obedient, submissive little bunny at the mere utterance of two words. Can you imagine being triggered like that? Being turned into a bunny, wanting to bounce, and feeling your front teeth pinching your lower lip, knowing your ears flop around when you move. When you bounce, and wanting to dress in a leotard and tights and heels with collar and cuffs. Can you imagine that? Because she could, so very easily, and all it took was that phrase. Good bunny. Once I'd said it, once I said that, she would become my cute bunny again. Just so cute, so sweet. Nothing too much. Not yet. No. First, I wanted to give her a fun, simple trigger that would put her in the right headspace, the right mode of thinking, to fully embrace a fluffier, softer, simpler side. Most people need that, to switch off, to think less, and I just help them on the way. I have a few good bunnies now. Lots of people enjoy being a good bunny for me, and I bet you can understand that now quite well. The pleasure of just switching off your brain and becoming a soft, fluffy, sexy thing. Maybe you'd like it. Maybe it would make you feel so very good. I know she loved it. She fully embraced her bunny side. Then I woke her, and she went back to the party with that trigger lost in the back of her mind. I watched her walk away in that gorgeous costume, And that was it. I told you, nothing naughty at all. Were you thinking of something more detailed? Something a lot more involved? Something more erotic? Oh, you shouldn't be having those thoughts about your friend. It's hard to help it though, isn't it? In that cute bunny costume. How wearing a costume like that would make anyone bunny-brained. And she is such a good bunny. I did get a chance to test it out again though, the next time we met. The trigger. This time I was on a hike, and I bumped into her walking alone on the trail. She was dressed for walking, not quite the bunny suit, but she looked great anyway. I stopped to chat, and the day was warm and humid. She needed a rest. I helped her with that. I made sure she noticed as she sat down on the grass how her body felt, how warm it was, how sweaty she had become. She responded to my words so well. I was surprised. I didn't realize how deep she had gone before. So deep and so completely absorbed in me that she would do anything that I asked. I almost regretted not taking it any further. But of course, I had to take my time. It's not mind control. I'm not reaching into your brain and rewiring it to my desires. Of course not. I just let her know that she felt so hot. Overwhelmingly so. And it is hot, isn't it? So hot. And she couldn't cool down without my help. So I told her that she had to simply listen and focus on me once again. Listen and follow my words. The words that would cool her. But she was so hot. Her body kept getting hotter and hotter. She couldn't stop the surge of warmth spreading over her. Do you know how that feels? That spreading of heat from your stomach out to your arms and your legs, covering you, making you feel so warm that you can't quite focus on anything anymore, that your mind gets so lost in the heat haze, becoming open and so suggestible. She did. She became quite open to my words, to everything I was saying, to my direction, to feel hotter and hotter until she had to strip out of her clothes, until she felt the urge to strip down to her underwear. And maybe you can imagine that now, stripping to your underwear on a hot, sweltering day in a secluded part of the forest. Stripping off everything until you're just in your underwear. And I watched as she did. I watched her strip right down to an adorable bra and panty set. It was white with pink frills and little grey bunny faces all over it. It was so cute. It was like she couldn't deny her bunny nature. In fact, she told me, under trance of course, that something about the underwear just spoke to her in the store, and she had to buy it, had to wear it, like a good bunny. Do you think it's because good bunnies dress up? Or is it because good bunnies love to be hypnotized? Who knows, really? It's so hard to think when you're all bunny-brained, when your rational mind switches off and you become a cute little bunny. Focused on only what you're told. All skittish and sweet and fluffy and silly. And she was like that. Sitting on the grass in her underwear. I knew it was the time for a real test then. So I spoke the trigger aloud. "Good bunny," I said. And it worked. She was instantly just different. She changed her posture. She got down on her knees and perked up. Her chest pushed forwards, her eyes darting around, and then focused only on me. Only on me. That's right. Focused only on me, like a good bunny. because good bunnies only focus on me. I had to give her a new suggestion then, a trigger that would kick in long after she was in trance, long after the hypnosis, a post-hypnotic suggestion to do something. First, though, I made sure she knew why good bunnies are so popular, why girls in bunny suits are so sexual. And maybe you've heard the phrase, fucking like bunnies. Well, of course you have. Good bunnies know all about being a bunny. Bunnies love to fuck. Bunnies love to breed. And good bunnies need it so badly. Good bunnies are desperate for it all of the time. Good bunnies are so horny when they're bunny-brained. And you know what else? When they're not in that bunny state, they get hornier and hornier until they carry out their bunny commands, even when they're not hypnotized. And I gave her a command like that. Good bunnies obey. She listened dutifully, her body getting hotter again. And I told her exactly what to do once she got very, very needy to be a cute, dumb bunny. I told her to put on her bunny suit and go find another just like it. I told her how cute it would be to help me make someone else just like her. Another good bunny like her. Happy and mindless, and empty, and fluffy, and cute, and horny, like a good bunny should be. And she couldn't resist. The suggestion was absorbed completely, and I knew it from how she squirmed with desire as she listened. I knew from the adorable way she squeezed her thighs together and bit her lower lip. I let her put on her clothes, and I woke her then, but the suggestion was there, is still there. You see, I know just when the need will become too much. I knew just when she'd feel the trigger take effect. When she'd slide onto her tights, rolling them up over her long legs. I know when she'll squeeze into that tight leotard. I know when she'll put on that collar and cuffs and plant those ears on her head. How good she will feel. How perfect. Next, she'll go to a store and buy another bunny costume. Just the same. She'll be so aroused at that point. Can you imagine that kind of arousal? How horny a good bunny would be carrying out a command like that. Going to the store in her costume, showing off her sexy outfit. And what a good bunny she would be. So uninhibited, so free to be the horny bunny that she desires. And you can imagine doing that too, can't you? Following that command. Not just being a good bunny, but finding others who want to be good bunnies too. And maybe I gave her another suggestion. Maybe I told her that bunnies need to fuck, bunnies need to tease, bunnies need to seduce. And that's true, isn't it? Good bunnies say yes. Bunnies fuck to make more bunnies, and I love having lots of bunnies around. So I gave her the suggestion that she would bring that bunny costume and she would fuck and she would tease and make another person as bunny-brained as her until they became just as good a bunny as she was. And then I'd help them squeeze into that tight outfit and let me hypnotize them even deeper. All the while they were dazed and happy and orgasmic. I'd make them a good bunny too, and she would help me. That's the suggestion I gave her, and you can imagine it, can't you? being hypnotized by a bunny like that. By her doing what bunnies do best. Bringing her to me. And you can imagine how I would turn them in to the perfect bunny. A good bunny. You can imagine yourself being such a good bunny. So deeply hypnotized, just like her. She's walking now, walking to her destination, maybe even hopping. She's almost there, in fact, timed to perfection. And can you imagine where she's going? Who she's going to convert into that sweet bunny state? Or are you too bunny to even notice that the doorbell just rang?